This is Kelly Blewett. Natalie Richards' new novel, Gone Too Far, poses a sinfully delicious question. If you could make someone pay for their misdeeds, publicly expose them for who they really are, would you do it? Teenage protagonist Piper Woods, the quiet high school photographer, finds herself saying, yes. When she first discovers a notebook on the stairs leading into her high school, Piper is shocked to realize that what she's really seeing is a repository of the darkest secrets of her classmates. One is a cheater, another a thief, a third unnecessarily and viciously cruel. There's only one problem. The book is written in a code. She's not sure who is who, and she's desperate to find out. In the meantime, Piper begins to receive texts from an anonymous caller. The caller asks her who should be exposed next and why. When Piper lists a victim, the throwdown consequences are the stuff of every teenager's fantasy. Secrets exposed, people high on the social ladder thrown down a few rungs. But the notebook wears on Piper. Like other artifacts of power, it has a hold on her that is at once compelling and dangerous. Could Piper herself be caught in the crossfire? Is there any way for this game to end? Or, as the title suggests, has Piper Woods simply gone too far? Ohio author Natalie Richards impressed critics with her first novel, 6 months later, which we reviewed on Around Cincinnati last year. Her page-turning writing only improves with this new book, which poses a mouth-wateringly dramatic conflict and then lets the plot fly. Teenage readers, and the many adults who appreciate a good YA, won't be able to put down Gone Too Far from its creepy opening to its surprising conclusion. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Kelly Blewett.